a jumping, and the cotton is high. Your pappy's rich, oh, your mammy's good looking. Hush, little baby, honey, don't you cry. One of these mornings, you're gonna rise up singing. You'll spread out your wings and take to the sky. Until that day, well, you can hush up that crying. 'Cause your papa and your mammy stand by. Jumping, and the cotton is high. Your pappy's rich, law, your mammy's good looking. Hush, little baby, honey, don't you cry. Come on now, honey, go to sleep. Hush, little baby, thank you. I got a little adventure tale I'd like to tell you folks that I heard some time ago. I think you might enjoy it. It's got a few chuckles in it. These two fellas decided they wanted to study law, and they wondered where the best school they could go to get the finest courses and legal matters, and they decided on Harvard. They go up there and they excel in their studies. I mean, they're almost A-plus students, and graduate on the same day and decide before they go back home and set up their little law office and hang out their shingle, they'd go up to into New Hampshire to one of the ski resorts and have a good run at skiing. Got halfway up there and got snowed in. Looked across the way and there was a farmhouse with a beautiful yellow lamplight coming out the window, and one old boy said, "Hey, John, let's go over there and see if they'll let us spend the night. Man, we'll freeze in this old car." They got over there, a beautiful young woman, about 30, come to the door and asked them, "Can I help you?" And they said, "Well, we just wondered maybe if we could spend the night. It's so cold and bad." She said, "Well, there's no one here but me, and I'm a widow lady. The neighbors might talk. I hesitate to ask you in, but I'll tell you what I will do. I'll lend you fellas some blankets, and there's a nice barn just a few steps right there with some fine thoroughbred horses and a lot of cattle in there out of the cold, and the cutting room in the hay area will be nice and warm." Oh, they was glad to get those blankets, and it tickled them awful good. Well, 9 months and 3 days later, they had started their law practice, and John was sitting in the office reading a letter he'd just picked up at the mailbox, and Jim comes in and says, "Hey, man, you look surprised. What's that letter about?" And he said, "Well, first, let me ask you two very important questions. The first one is, that night we spent the night in that lady's barn, did you slip out after I went to sleep and go up there to her house?" And he hung his head and said, "Yeah, I did. I have to be honest with you." He said, "Well, the second question is, did you use my name?" He says, "Well, yeah, I have to be honest with you. John, I did." He said, "You know, this letter states that good lady died about 3 days ago, and her lawyer sent me this letter saying she had willed me everything she had. Let's do them a little thing and a word picture of a lazy country boy. Let's put it that way. I won't say no fancy words like portrait or all that stuff, you know. A lazy country boy. A lazy country boy, about like Doc Watson is on a hot summer day. This is called Life Gets Tejas, don't it? It do. Occasionally, yes, it do.